Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers, and standing here with me today is Sheila Kuykendall, Executive Director of the Clarksville Chamber of Commerce. And I'm so excited because this is our first podcast in Clarksville.
Yeah, so
and
excited.
I'm so excited to do it with you because you're so involved in the Clarksville community and do so many amazing things for this community. And we're going to talk about that today.
Yay!
Yay! And so the main thing that's coming up is the Clarksville Wine Festival, 18th annual.
18th annual, April 13th.
Yes, April 13th from 12 to 5. You need to get your tickets. It's going to be a great event. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, so 18th annual Clarksville Wine Fest, April 13th. What can people expect?
Well, we're on the historic lawns of the Delicate Flower B&B at 617 Virginia Avenue from noon to 5. We have 12 Virginia wines. Wineries coming and whiskey vendors and our local crafter brew, which is Bugs Island Brewery. We'll have some artisan vendors and great local food.
Yes. And so when people come, they're just going to be walking around. They can do their tastings and all of that fun stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then they can buy t-shirts. I see t-shirts here, too.
Yep, we got t-shirts and hats and all the gear so you can be wine ready.
Yes, and they get a glass.
Yes, they get a glass. If they buy a taster ticket, you will get a glass, which, do I have one display? Well, it's a stemless. But
Okay.
But then if you buy the beer only ticket, let me explain that one. A beer only is, you know, if you don't want wine or whiskey, you're just a beer drinker, whatever. You can buy a beer only ticket.
Which is so cool.
Yeah, and you'll get a little lanyard for your little beer cup or whatever. So you'll get that with your ticket. And then we have a designated driver ticket, which is $15. And we usually give you a nice bottle, a big bottle of water. But you'll come through the gate and then we have all the wineries and the vendors all spread out so you can wander around. We have great music by Jeff and Brian, if you haven't heard them. They've been, you know, our staple for many years. And last few years since, like, COVID and everything, we haven't been able to get them back. So they're back this year.
Yay!
So we're really excited to have Jeff and Brian. And so we're all ready, and hopefully you all will come out and enjoy the day in Clarksville.
Yes, and so the Wine Fest, we're a little over a week away once this airs. And so we are going, you're still selling tickets prior to the event, but can they purchase tickets at the gate if they want to?
Yes, you can either purchase them here at our office, at the corner 216 Virginia Avenue Mall or Cooper's Landing, or online at clarksvilleva.com. They are $30 for the taster tickets, $25 for the beer, and $15 for the non-taster ticket, but at the gate it'll be $5 more.
Okay, so get your tickets early so you can save a little money and maybe you can buy yourself a bottle of wine while you're there.
And some raffle tickets.
Yes, raffle tickets.
We've got this lovely display right here of our fundraising raffle, and it's all about a happy hour, so you can win this bar and a lot of the other accessories that are here in the package. We have three prizes, so you'll have to purchase a wine best ticket. A raffle ticket.
Well, I did not know that.
We give that away the day of the event, so
you
don't have to be present to win either. So
yes, I mean, because all this bar is missing is a nice glass of wine right now. Can't you see yourself?
Hey, we got wine right here.
Look at that! Yes,
you're ready to break it open.
Let's go! I'm excited.
Yeah.
And so, local crafters are going to be there. Great music, great food. What's some of the food people can expect?
Well, we have Cooper, the Coop, which is Cooper's food truck, and we have Off the Chain, and then Sugar It Up, Beth with her wonderful baked breads. She has some kind of sandwiches and stuff that she's making. We will have Halfway to Happy with her freeze-dried candy, and Plantation Peanuts and circular pantry there. So, you know, if you want to just snack or if you want to get a nice, good, full meal, we'll have it.
Lots of options. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be great. I'm excited to attend.
Yes.
And I know that you put in a lot of work and you have committees and volunteers that put in a lot of work. Do you want to mention any sponsors or anyone that helps out with this event?
Well, we don't really get sponsors for this, but we have a great chamber board that helps helps us with our raffles and getting it all together. But we have, you know, you're on our board.
Yes.
And so we really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, but it's just the town comes together. The town of Clarksville's awesome. The PD, all of them that help pull this all together because we couldn't do it without their support.
Yeah.
And we're always looking for volunteers too. So if you want to work maybe a 4-hour shift and get a free entry after 4 hours to the event, contact us.
Yes, absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, I'm on the board. Yes. And the first meeting that I went to, it's very clear, it's a working board. And I love that so much because everyone is so active in the community and active in the events that happen here. Clarksville is just a special place, and you do such a fabulous job promoting Clarksville and showing up for Clarksville on a regular basis. What are some other events coming up?
Well, that's one thing we don't lack here in Clarksville.
It's so true.
We have our Big Lake Flea Market, which is May 11th, and of course the famous Virginia Lake Festival, July 19th and 20th. And we're bringing back the Urban Slide, Slide the City.
Yay!
That was such a big hit last year. You don't want to miss it. And that will be August 9th and 10th. And then we have, you know, a few smaller events, but then we have our holiday open house in November.
Yes. And do you hear that? It's all planned out. Mm-hmm. It's all happening. So many great things in Clarksville. Check it out. I know this is our first podcast in Clarksville. I hope to do many more to showcase all of the businesses here and all the amazing things going on. And again, thank you.
Thank you.
Letting me come here.
Well, we really appreciate it.
Yes, so. And I really do hope. I mean, the closest event, the nearest event, April 13th, Clarksville Wine Festival. You don't want to miss it. Rogers will be there.
Yes.
Lots of people will be there. It's going to be a great time. And
we just want to remind everybody, it is a 21 and older event. We just want the adults to have a nice time. So no babies, no children, no pets. So please come out and be aware of that. And we hope you have it. Enjoy. And we do have a backup date in case of extreme weather conditions, which is June 8th.
Okay. Date day,
yeah.
Girls' day,
yes.
Friends' day. Make sure you find the babysitters and come out and have a great day at the 18th annual Clarksville Wine Festival, April 13th, 12 to 5. Did I get all that right?
You did.
You did. Awesome. Get your tickets now. Thank you, Sheila, so much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Looking forward to an awesome event, and we will see you there. Talk to you next week.